Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Lori is in Lyndhurst, going to play this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Lori, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Would you see a movie at 10:40 in the morning?
Absolutely.
Yes. It's so good. Then you have a whole day ahead of you.
Steve,
you
fell asleep.
Yeah.
Sure did.
And so our matinees are actually arguably dangerous. You could have choked on popcorn when you were sleeping.
Oh, she
could
was
have drowned
fine.
In Coke Zero.
It's not dangerous.
A lot of things could have happened.
First of all, if you would try it, you would love it.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
So bright, in and out. I can't have that. All right.
You can.
Can't. Way too bright. In and out. I don't want no popcorn at 10 in the morning.
It's delicious.
I can't even see for 30 minutes.
Okay.
That is like me going to the eye doctor all over again.
I knew you were
going to
say
there
that.
There we go.
It's
eyes
not.
Dilated in and out.
It's
in
not.
And out. I can't
no.
have that. All right. Whenever you're ready, Lori, just ask Jen to leave the room. That will start the game.
Your eyes are fine.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I can.
Probably walk into traffic. Cars moving.
You
all
will
can't
not.
See it.
Good luck, Lori.
Blinking all the time. A lot of blinking. A lot of blinking when you leave. I can't have it. All right. Actually, it would be fine. I just have to say that when she's in the studio. Okay.
You'll fall asleep.
That probably would fall asleep. Lori, you've played before. You know how the game works. We're going to ask you five questions. You answer those questions to the best of your ability before you hear the buzzer because there is a timer in the game. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. When you are done answering the five questions, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, and let her know it's her turn to answer those same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, then yes, you will be getting the Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. We're all rooting for you. And we begin with question number one. We begin with Chelsea Handler unloading and really mentioning her dating life on the Kristen Cavallari Let's Be Honest podcast. Specifically, she called her date with Bobby Flay pretty bad and also messy. Bobby Flay is a what? Is he a chef or is he a singer?
Chef.
Question number two, AMC Theaters, speaking of movies, is launching a new silver screen series. Films like Singing in the Rain, A Star is Born, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and more will be playing at select theaters through October at discounted prices. Now, the only Oscar won between those three films was by A Star is Born, for which song performed by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper? I'm looking for the name of that song.
Shallow.
Question number three, Dutton Ranch is already a huge hit for Paramount Plus. The series pulled in nearly 13 million viewers in its first week, making it the biggest original premiere in the streaming service's history. Now, Dutton Ranch is a spinoff of which show?
I have no idea. The Golden Girls.
Well, let's go with the Golden Girls. Question number four. Russell Crowe was filmed warning fans not to crowd him, saying, "Stay where you are. Give everybody space," end quote. Not happy, and also shut down one fan's request to add Maximus to an autograph with a blunt no. Apparently, though, everybody got their autographs and it was fine. I don't know if it was a quick edit or what. I don't know. Anyway, Russell Crowe played the role of Maximus in which 2000 film?
Gladiator.
Question number five. Joe Jonas revealed he auditioned for a slew of hit shows, but his audition for Apple TV's award-winning drama The Morning Show, well, he called it, and I quote, "crash and burn," end quote. He revealed this news, by the way, on his podcast that is also hosted by his brothers. What is the name of that new podcast?
The Joe Bros on the Go.
Very Jen of
I wish Jen would hear that guess. I know, I was thinking the exact same thing. If it was a movie, it'd be Takeover Manhattan or something. I don't know what's
She'll
going
on. She'll probably still guess that.
She probably will. We'll see about that. We're going to grab Jen now from the hallway, bring her back in, and it's her turn to answer those five questions, and we will see how Lori did. Let's continue with this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Lori is in Lyndhurst. She answered five questions a minute ago. How'd Lori do?
Lori got three.
There you go, Lori. You got three correct.
Good job.
All right.
Right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. See how this, you're going for the Jen and Tim Show limited edition coffee mug.
She's already a winner because she said she would easily go to a 10:40 movie.
Yeah.
Welcome to the matinee club.
She said she would.
Name.
That's what she does with any regularity. Steve,
but she said she
it.
Would.
Talking about her experience.
She said she would.
A nightmare.
Don't
so
knock
early.
It till you try it, Richards.
I would never go to a movie that early.
I would go to a matinee, but like a 1:40.
I mean, that's even.
But as a matter of fact,
9 or 10 is just not.
I wasn't going to tell you, but I may as well ruin the surprise now. Since your birthday is Friday, I'm taking you to a movie right after the show.
Is it Titanic?
It's Michael. No, I wouldn't make him see Titanic on his birthday. Yeah, we're going.
Do I get to order snacks on your bill?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I'm going too then.
That's right. Yeah,
you're in. You guys want to?
I'm going to take the snacks and then just roll out.
You're not allowed.
We can go to those ones with the dinner where they serve you food.
He would sit with us and he'd be like, hey, I'm going to run to the bathroom. And then he would never come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can't do that.
Mm-mm.
All right. Same five questions we asked Lori.
Sorry.
It's my birthday.
I know. No, you'd have to stay for the movie, though. That's the requirement.
No. Let me think about it.
I'll look up times after this.
Question number one, Chelsea Handler unloaded about her dating life on Kristen Cavallari's Let's Be Honest podcast, calling her date with Bobby Flay pretty bad and also messy. Bobby Flay is a what? A chef or a singer?
A chef.
That's right, chef.
Easy breezy.
Thanks, Jen.
No,
question number two, AMC Theaters is launching a new silver screen series. Well, I agree with you. Was it easy question one?
No, I didn't say films that.
Films like Singing in the Rain, A Star is Born, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and more are going to be playing at select theaters through October at discounted prices. The only Oscar won between those three films, by the way, was by A Star is Born, for which song performed by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper?
Shallow.
Question number three. Dutton Ranch, already a huge hit for Paramount Plus. The series pulled in nearly 13 million viewers in its first week, making it the biggest original premiere in the streaming service's history. Now, Dutton Ranch is a spinoff of which show?
Yellowstone.
That would be correct. As we move to question number four, Russell Crowe was filmed warning fans not to crowd him. He said, stay where you are, give everybody space, end quote. And also shut down one fan's request to add Maximus to his autograph with a blunt no.
Oh.
Russell Crowe played the role of Maximus in which 2000 film?
Oh, it was Gladiator.
It was Gladiator. Apparently, the story goes on, and everybody got their autographs, and everything was fine. So I don't know.
Except that one person.
That one person.
Yeah, why didn't he get his autograph?
One person got to know. Question number five. Joe Jonas revealed he auditioned for a slew of hit shows, but his audition for Apple TV's award-winning drama The Morning Show was a total, he called it, crash and burn.
Oh, no.
He revealed this news on his podcast that is also hosted by his brothers. What is the name of that new podcast?
Oh, Joe Bros. Take Manhattan.
I told you she was going to guess
did.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lori, do you remember what your guess was?
Joe Bros. On the go.
That's much better than Takes Manhattan.
That is a Jen guess. It's just called Hey Jonas. Hey Jonas.
Wait, do they say it the way you just said
Hey Jonas? I think that's how they say it.
What are the final
total, Stevie?
Lori 3, Jen 4.
Oh, she did get 4.
Oh.
Man.
Sorry, Lori.
That's all right.
That's right. Lori, we love that you play. We love that you listen to the show. We appreciate that, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Lori from Lyndhurst, and I did not trump Tui.
Pam is in Parma. This hour's contestant for Round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Pam, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. I guess the flamingo's fine in Parma then by the sign, like we're all good for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard anything about it,
which I don't want to hear anything about it because that means that it's good info, that it's standing and nobody took it.
Yep, I think it's all good for today.
I'm
glad.
Wonderful. You ever need a replacement, you know which show to go to. Still have that somewhere.
Do you?
I do.
Blow that thing up.
That's right.
Yes, just in case.
Continual blowing of the flamingo costume. It had that little fan in there.
It did.
Right. I didn't like when you put that on in the studio and then you were pumping it up.
I was way too big.
It
was in the small studio. I started getting claustrophobic because it was the size of the studio.
Yeah.
Hitting buttons with the beak, it was a thing. All right, so Pam, whenever you're ready.
Dangers of the beak.
I'm ready.
All right, you asked Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Pam.
Now that is a book I would read.
Dangers of the beak?
Dangers of the beak?
Yeah.
That audiobook. All right, Pam, you know how the game works. I'm going to ask you five questions. Producer Stevie joining us in studio, keeping track of the score. You answer them to the best of your ability before you hear that buzzer. Obviously, there is a timer involved. Jen's in the hallway. She does not listen to or participate in this part of the game at all. When you're done, Producer Stevie will calculate your totals. We'll play a quick song to grab Jen, bring her back in the studio. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. All right, so let's begin with question number one, and it looks like Amazon Prime Video has a big hit on its hands with Off Campus, the new romantic drama series about college hockey players, in its third most watched debut series in the history of the streaming platform. What is the black object used in hockey called? Once again, what is the black object used in hockey called?
A puck.
Question number two. Bebe Rexha turned heads at the AMAs, the American Music Awards, when she took her moment with E! News to give country star Riley Green a flirty shout-out, admitting she finds him so hot.
I don't know if she said it exactly like that. Maybe
yeah, I made it a little worse. Riley Green primarily sings which genre of music?
Country music.
There you go. Question number three. The Scripps National Spelling Bee, no, we won't make you spell anything, is happening this week in Washington, D.C. More than 240 young spellers from around the world are competing for the championship and more than $50,000 in prizes. Which letter is most commonly used in English words?
R-S-T-L-N-E is, I would say... E.
Let's go with an E. Why not? Question number four. The new Yellowstone spinoff. It's called Dutton Ranch. It is a smash hit for Paramount Plus. The series pulled in nearly 13 million viewers in its first week, making it the biggest original premiere in the streaming service's history. Yellowstone National Park spans across three states, though it's primarily located in northwestern Wyoming. Name one of the other two states.
Oh, geez. North Dakota.
Let's go with North Dakota. You know Jen's going to...
Yeah, she's going to hate that
question. She's going to hate that, like, by a bajillion. Question number five. Joe Jonas revealed he auditioned for a slew of hit shows and also movies, but his audition for Apple TV's award-winning drama, The Morning Show, was a total crash and burn. Now, Joe Jonas briefly appeared in which 2022 war movie?
God, I have no idea. I'm just going to make something up. World War II.
Let's go. Oh, I'm glad you guessed. We're going to go with World War II. We're going to see if you hit on that one and how you did with the other four questions. It's all coming up in 3 minutes.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Pam's in Parma. Just answered five questions a minute ago. We're going to see how she did here in a second. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen Tui back out of the room. So let's reveal how Pam did.
Pam got three.
There you go, Pam.
Nicely done, Pam.
Three. Thanks. Correct today. Trying to bring that mug to good old Script Parma. Is that dramatic enough? Was that pretty
good? That was pretty good.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate
it. That was pretty
good. All right. Question number one, obviously the same five questions we asked Pam just a minute ago. We begin with, well, it looks like Amazon Prime Video has a big hit on its hands with Off Campus, the new romantic drama series about college hockey players, is the third most watched debut series in the history of the streaming platform. What is the black object used in hockey called?
A puck.
It is a puck. As we move to question number two.
Easy breezy.
Bebe Rexha turned heads at the AMAs, those American Music Awards. Thank you, Jen. When she took her moment with E! News to give country star Riley Green a flirty shout out, admitting that she finds him so hot.
I don't like that.
Well, I can't help that she finds him
worse.
Hot.
Tim made it worse.
He made it worse.
She didn't say it like that.
She did. Let me clarify. I don't like the way you said it. I mean, it's fine if she finds him hot.
It was so hot.
She did not say that.
Okay. Riley Green primarily sings which genre of music?
Country.
It is country.
Wait, did she actually say so hot? Mm-hmm. Or she said so hot, but she didn't say it in that tone.
Correct. Well, actually, she said he's so effing hot.
So we had a...
Right.
Very different tone.
I see.
Yeah, Jen, jeez.
I was just asking.
You're so disturbed by my translation of her words that you had to dive deeper. Yeah, I understand. That's on me. Question number three, the Scripps National Spelling Bee is happening this week in Washington. Good luck.
Are you
Washington,
asking me to spell something?
I'm not asking you anything. These are Stevie's questions.
Stevie!
More than 240 young spellers from around the world are competing for the championship. More than $50,000 in prizes. Which letter is most commonly used in English words?
E.
It is E.
I did not make you spell.
Thank you. I thought you were going to ask me to spell your Huma Numina Kawapawa fish.
Oh, I don't
fish.
Know how to spell
this
that.
One?
Huma Numina Kawapawa.
That's the one. Do you remember when Jen tried that?
Huma Huma Numina.
Question number
four.
Why do you have that recorded?
You've been saving that one.
You really have. Based on the look on your face, you've been holding on to it. Very upset.
I didn't think that was ever going to happen. I didn't think I was ever going to be able to use that.
That is.
And you led me right to it.
Horrible.
All right, question number four.
I don't think I can get through the next two questions, Pam.
I'm sorry, Pam. All right, question number four. The new Yellowstone spinoff, Dutton Ranch, is already a huge hit for Paramount Plus. The series pulled in nearly 13 million viewers in its first week, making it the biggest original premiere in the streaming service's history. Yellowstone National Park spans across three states, Jen, though it is primarily located in northwestern Wyoming. We need you to name one of the other two states.
I don't know. That's geographical. Colorado.
Oh.
Nevada. California.
Well, it's got to be touching Wyoming.
I don't know where that is, Stevie. I don't.
In the West.
Montana and Idaho as we go to question five.
What is this horrible question?
Jen, you got to get this one or
I
we'll have a tiebreaker.
I've never claimed to know geography.
Grabbing that audio. Joe Jonas revealed he auditioned for a slew of hit shows and movies, but his audition for Apple TV's award-winning drama The Morning Show, not great. He called it a total crash and burn. Joe Jonas briefly appeared in which 2022 war movie?
Dunkirk.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Where are we at now, Stevie?
We're tied at three.
Oh, tied at three.
I do.
Let's get that tiebreaker. So, Pam, you know how this works. The timer is still in play. Jen is going to grab her pen and write down the answer at the exact same time to keep everything fair. Since Jen loved Yellowstone so much, I'm going to go back to Yellowstone.
No.
So, Yellowstone National Park spans about how many square miles? Yellowstone National Park.
Did you say it spans three states before?
Yes. Spans how many square miles?
I don't know.
Closest the actual number without going over is today's winner. Here is your timer.
120,000 miles.
120,000.
Oh wow! I 100,000 square miles. Don't.
You're both way over. Way over.
Well, that's why I panicked because I wrote down 100 square miles and then I thought that was really, really low when I heard what she said.
So you're both very high. I will ask it again. Once again, how many square miles is? I know this isn't great. It's a Yellowstone
National Park. Why are we talking about geography?
I just wanted to go back to it because she hated that.
Why are we talking about geography?
I
know
neither,
pop
Jen,
culture.
Just for the record.
Thank you.
There we go. Here's your timer.
I say 500 miles.
500 miles, Jen.
100 square miles.
3,472 miles.
You know what?
That was the best round of trump to we've ever had.
It was the worst I've ever experienced. Pam and Parma, you deserve the win. Congratulations. You did it. You trumped me.
Thank you so much. I tried a few times.
Stupid.
You did a great job.
Yellowstone's a great national park.
It is a great national park.
I was in three states at once.
That's unbelievable.
I am so happy for you.
And none of them Nevada.
You want to go sometime, Jen?
No,
yeah,
never.
We should definitely have a show trip there and visit what became an unbelievable couple of questions during rounds of Trump.
Don't.
So you're going to bring, you should bring your mug to Yellowstone National Park and take a selfie. That would be the ultimate right now.
I will be there for sure. I'm in.
Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Hi, I'm Pam from Parma and I just trumped Tui.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.